I think that as we look at both of these, right, they kind of go hand in glove. With the relaxation point, I think what the research, both my own and others, has shown recently is how incredibly important it is that, we are rested, as an example, that, we think that we need less sleep on average than we do, that, when we aren't getting enough sleep, it's often the equivalent of making decisions when we're drunk. We end up missing kind of key things, and we don't realize that we do. So, as a really simple example, we did some research with my colleagues around hand washing in healthcare. So incredibly important, reduces hospital-acquired infections, and we just looked at how hand washing, right, the secondary activity, changed over the course of a nurse's 12-hour shift. What we found is that from the start to the finish, it dropped about 9 absolute percentage points, and that the nurses didn't realize this was happening, right? And so this is, I think, good for us to take into kind of the broader decision-making environment, that we don't realize as we're tired over the course of a day, as we're tired over many days without, recharging, that the quality of our decisions, the actions that we take, all start to degrade. You're not going to be able to make good decisions in the moment, and you're certainly not going to be able to learn more broadly.
Well, you do in the book include some really helpful tips for building reflection and relaxation into our lives, however busy we feel we are. Could you share a couple of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think the first element is really that we block time for it, that we truly take it seriously. I think not only do we need to block the time and be responsible about, protecting it, but then when we do break, whether it's reflection, or whether it's just to recharge a little bit, make sure that we really are breaking. Too often, and I fall prey to this as well, I'll say, okay, it's lunchtime, I'm going to stop working for a little bit, and I'll just keep staring at my computer, check, perhaps, social media or something like that. And there's certainly a time for that. But what we find is, depending on what your role is, getting outside, right? Going and talking to somebody else, having a different kind of interaction, we underestimate how recharging that can actually be. And the same applies as we think about, getting away from work, the making sure we create some boundaries so that we're not on email, at 11:30 before we go to bed, but rather, we've put it away, we've let our mind have a little bit of a slowdown time. Recognizing through all of this that as leaders, we, owe it to our team members to take that same approach, that we really are setting them up for success if we're making it clear the importance of taking these breaks and taking care of oneself in order to be your best at work.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the Mind Tools Club.